What time is it? 2 a.m.? 3? 4? Who cares? You are sleeping. You are sleeping by yourself. You are sleeping by yourself in your bed. That large, comfy, roomy bed. You are sleeping naked, all stretched out in that large and comfy bed. In your bedroom, in the dark, the deep, velvety darkness that only comes in the middle of the night. Everything is so calm, and you sleep deeply, comfortably, soundly. Sound. There is a sound. Is there? You don't know. You are sleeping. Well, not really anymore. Something is wrong. Are you scared? Hey, calm down. It's all right. There is nothing. You can curl onto your side and fall back into sleep. Well, you can't. There is that thing here, around your wrist, hugging it. What is it? It is comfy and soft. So soft, you didn't notice it. But now, you do, don't you? It is tied to the bed. You are tied to the bed. Yes, you are, little one. All right. There is something tangled in your wrist. Probably a piece of linen. Something. You will turn on the light and sort it out. It's okay. Hey! No, it's not okay. Your other wrist is tied too. What the fuck? Ooh, naughty boy. Where did you learn to swear like that? Oh, and yes, your ankles are tied too. You are tied down. Tethered. That is scary. Let's fight it. It's just linen or whatever. Let's break it. Destroy it. Tear it into pieces. Make it disappear. It is so soft. It will break easily. You will tear it down, for sure. Yes, right. Try it. Try to tear it down. Give all your strength into it. Fight it. Go ahead. Don't give in. Be strong and break yourself free from these things. You don't even know what they are. Is it linen? No. Probably not. It is soft, warm, comfortable. A bit like the inside of a hand, but it is strong. Linen doesn't feel like that. Why don't you fight anymore? You are exhausted, that's why. Poor you. Panting, sore, exhausted, and tied down in the dark. Everything is quiet. Everything is quiet. Except for your heavy breath. Everything is quiet, except for your racing heart. Everything is quiet, except for this tiny little noise here, except for that small movement of air there. Have you noticed how your senses are acute when you feel vulnerable? You are tied down in the dark, and someone, something silently stands inches away from you. You are in the darkness and silence, but you feel that presence. You almost feel its breath brushing your body. This gives you goosebumps. The room is warm enough, though. Scared again? So, why not yell? You will wake up the neighborhood, for sure. The cops will come. They will save you from whatever is happening. They will arrest that whatever is near you right now. So, go ahead. Yell, little one. Yell out all that fear away from you. Oh, you can't? Yes, you have just discovered that there is that thing. You didn't notice it until now. That small and soft thing down your throat. It does not hurt you. It does not prevent you from breathing or swallowing. But yes, when you tried to yell, well, clearly that didn't work. Some kind of gargle came out of your throat, but not much. The neighborhood is fast asleep. No one will come, little one. No one. And what is near you didn't even bother to move. All right. You cannot leave. You cannot yell. You cannot do anything. You are tied down in your bed, in the dark, in the silence, and there is that something near you. Something silent, almost immobile. What is it? Is it human? Something else? Who knows? Everything is quiet. Everything is calm. So calm and menacing and comfortable and scary and quiet and inescapable and normal and alien. Alien. Weird. Weird. There is something weird going on down there. Something just touched your cock. Your cock. Until now, you had almost forgotten about it. Poor cock. Anyway, there is clearly something touching it every now and then. Something soft, something warm, something moist. That thing touches the tip of your cock and retreats and comes back again and again. The tip of your cock enters it, like in a cup. A tiny, moist, warm, slippery cup rubs gently the tip of your cock. And you ask yourself an important question. You ask yourself, what the fuck? A good question indeed. Hey, yes, little one, that cup goes quite deep. And your cock was sucked into it, up to the hilt. It is warm, slippery, and so soft. Ho, feeling horny? I think you are not, but your cock is. Somewhere inside you, gates have opened, and now blood is rushing in, making it grow larger. Bigger, stiffer. That soft thing is now riding this warm shaft you have. In and out, and then in and out. Again and again. And your breath becomes shallow, little one. Your eyes flicker. How long will you resist? You are tied down in your bed and something is milking your cock. And apparently you like that. What is happening to you? Oh, no, you don't. Then tell me, little one, why is your breath so shallow and irregular? Why is your cock so stiff? And why can't you control yourself anymore? You are fighting it. Yes, you are. You clench your teeth. You clench your hands closed, trying to think of something, anything, that will bring you out of what is happening to you. The bills, the mortgage, that stupid boss, that inept teacher, something, anything. You are fighting an uphill battle, a battle you will lose, little one. Something will make you come? Is it a living thing? A machine? Is it human or not? Who knows? Not you, for sure. The only thing you know is, it will make you come very soon. You cannot do anything about it. You cannot do anything about the sparkles of pleasure that run along your body. But you fight it, nevertheless. You will succeed, for sure. Like for what ties you down on your bed? Are you fighting that again? Or is it just pleasure that makes you move incoherently? And meanwhile, that thing on your cock continues to do its work. Up and down. Up and smoothly down. Up and deliciously down. Up and irresistibly down. Up and inescapably down. And again, and again, and again. So smooth, so moist, and so tight. It grips every inch of your cock, and rubs, again, and again. You are close. You are so close. In the eerie silence and darkness around you. You won't resist for long now. It seems like you can't even feel the tiny moments when that thing let your cock out. Your cock goes in, and then in, and in again. In. Always in it. That thing wants you in it. Your cock. In it, your seed, in it, and it is in, about to obtain in what it wants. A few more movements in, and whether you want it or not, in, you will give in. Just five, in, just four, in. Just three. In. Just two. In. Just one. In. And you come. In. Yes, you come. In. You come. In. And in. You release your seed in to that thing. In that smooth sleeve, in that softness, in that gentleness that surrounds your cock. You are emptying yourself into that unknown, pulsating sheath, gulping your seed, pumping it out of you, and it feels so good. So good. So good. It's okay. It's okay. Good. There is nothing to fight anymore. Catch your breath. Good. That thing on your cock seems to have calmed down too. It's moving slowly, gently, around your cock. Everything is still here. Those straps, or whatever, on your wrists and ankles. The darkness, the silence, the silence. And that presence, just here. You could touch it, if it wasn't for the straps. Everything is still here, but the fear is gone. Hey, something is touching your face. There is something soft on the bridge of your nose. And along its sides, and your cheeks, and your chin, all around your mouth and nose. It is soft, but it is here to stay. You try to move your head away from it, but it seems to follow it, to be glued to it. You can breathe in, it's okay. But there is that strange, faint smell, like flowers, or solvent, or something. That weird, chemical, but sweet smell. You can breathe out, but there is this warmth, as if your breath was turning and twisting before finding a way out of your face. And you feel a bit off, a bit lightheaded, but in a nice way. You breathe in and out. You breathe in some sleep. You breathe out some of your mind. In, sleep, and out, mind. In and out. In, no more fear. Out. In, no more weird presence. Out. In, no more stripes. Just. What time is it? 2 a.m.? 3? 4? Who cares? You are sleeping. You are sleeping naked, all stretched out in that large, comfy bed. In your bedroom, in the dark, the deep, velvety black darkness that only comes in the middle of the night.